24 Luke chapter 2, beginning verse 25. Luke chapter 2, beginning of 25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms, praised God, and said, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled about what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." And then Isaiah 9:2, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." May the Lord our God bless his holy word to our hearing and understanding this morning. Amen. So this is the first Sunday in Advent, the season of the year leading up to Christmas, the birth of the Christ child, God's only begotten Son. Knowing that we all come from different church traditions growing up, I'd like to give you just a little background on the idea of Advent. Advent is a season observed in the church as a time of waiting and preparation for both the celebration of Jesus' birth at Christmas and the return of Jesus at the second coming. It begins on the fourth Sunday before Christmas, often referred to as Advent Sunday, that would be today. Advent is the beginning of the liturgical year in many Western denominations. The name comes from the Latin word adventus, meaning arrival, makes sense. Translating the Greek parousia from the New Testament, originally referring to the second coming of Christ. The season of Advent in the Christian calendar anticipates the coming of Christ from four different perspectives. First of all, the promise of the Messiah to come. Second, the physical nativity in Bethlehem that occurred. Thirdly, the reception of Christ into the heart of the believer. And fourthly, the promised second coming of Christ. Early in the service, we lit the first Advent candle. We will light a candle each Sunday, culminating with the lighting of the central candle, which is known as the Christ candle, to commemorate the coming of Christ. We will light that white candle on Christmas Sunday. As we move through the Advent season, I will be preaching this series of messages titled The Promise. Say the promise.
Promise.
Promise is a beautiful word. Promise indicates that one person or party has assured another person or party that something is certain to happen. A promise is spoken with the full intention of doing what is said. Somebody say, "I promise." Promises are spoken between people all the time. They are legal. There are legal documents called promissory notes that take a promise and put it into a binding contract. But mostly, promises are spoken between two people. Of course, a promise can and should be kept. And then we all know that there are promises that are broken, that do not get accomplished, that do not get fulfilled, and end up in disappointment and sometimes conflict. Back in March, I officiated a wedding ceremony here in our beautiful sanctuary. The bride was beautiful, the groom was handsome, and everyone in the room was dressed for the happy occasion. At one point in the proceedings, the bride and groom promised to have and to hold from this day forth until death do us part. The marriage promise is one of the most impactful promises that any of us can ever make in our lives. It is a promise that, if kept, brings great joy and blessing, and literally is the creative start of a family to come. But when the marriage promise is broken, it is catastrophic, and it has wide-ranging consequences. Very few of our families are not affected by the ramifications of that promise being broken. I think we all know that the promise of one human to another may or may not be kept. It is frequently said that a man is only as good as his word. But I want to say to you this morning that our God is the ultimate keeper of promises. You see, God is going to do what he says he is going to do. How many of you know this morning that God is true to his word? I can stop and preach here a while, but I just want to point you to a few scriptures. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says this: "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God." I love that verse of scripture. Exodus 32:13. God says, "Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to whom I swore by your own self, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and I will give your descendants all this land that I promised them, and it will be their inheritance forever." A verse from 1 Chronicles 16:15. "He remembers his covenant forever, the promise he made for a little while." No. For 1,000 generations. Man. Rabbit trail alert. Ron and I took we took a 4-generation picture. Can any of them see it?
Yeah.
The 4 men in that picture all have the same hairline. He remembers his covenant forever, the promise he made for not 4 generations or 5 or 6. But for 1,000 generations, he remembers the promise. This is our God, friends, the keeper of promises. Which brings me to our text this morning in Luke chapter 2. Verse 25 says, "There was this man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting," say waiting,
"waiting.
He was waiting for the consolation in Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah." Say promise. How I love, friends, this picture of this man, Simeon. You see here that Simeon was a man dedicated to God. We find a man who was patiently waiting for the coming of the promised one. We see a man on whom the Holy Spirit of God resided. Look at this phrase. It says, "The Holy Spirit was on him. God was with Simeon. And in a powerful and profound statement, we see that God had promised Simeon that he would not die until he saw the Lord's Messiah. Wow. I said a moment ago that Simeon was waiting patiently. I speculated about that. But it may well have been the case that Simeon was not very patient at times. And clearly God was with him as he awaited the fulfillment of the promise that had been made to him. God brought him through the waning. And now was the moment. Last Wednesday afternoon, my mother was having her first grade pregnancy. She was my only son and his dad. You've got a little video if you want to see. Special moment for our family.
Yes.
God was with Simeon as he waited the promise. God brought him through the waiting, and what was the moment? Simeon had held tightly to the promise. Oh, think about that moment, friend. Simeon had held on to the promise that God had made. Commentary according to Pastor Scott. In the long life of this man, Simeon, there must have been some days spent wondering if the promise would really come to pass. There must have been some days, some moments, some seasons in the life of Simeon when he asked the question, God, did I hear you right? What, was it just a dream, a fantasy? Did I just imagine this? Simeon says, I've been holding on to this promise of Christ, the Messiah, the chosen one to come, and it has been so long. It's been so long. God, did I really hear you make this promise? Notice in verse 27, the leading of the Spirit in the life of Simeon, despite a long waiting, despite some hard days, despite some darkness, Simeon followed God's leading. I want you to grab a hold of that, Simeon. I know it's tough some days. Follow God.
Amen.
I know it's hard. Some days. I know there are disappointments some days. Follow God. I know there is heartache some days. Like Simeon, hang on to his promise.
Amen.
And follow the leading of God. Follow the leading of God. Friends, although Simeon had waited for years, he remained tuned in to the voice of God. His little antenna were up, despite years of waiting. If you're waiting, if a promise has been given to you, first of all, God will be with you in the waiting. And second of all, stay tuned. Stay tuned. Stay in touch with the voice of God. Stay tuned in to his still small whisper. Stay tuned to what God is saying. I know it's been a long time. I know the promise was made years ago. I know there have been some days where you thought it wasn't true, but stay tuned. Simeon, stay tuned. And when it was time, say it was time.
It was time.
And when it was time, there he was.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. I tell you this morning that you can get distracted and miss it.
Yes.
get distracted and miss what God wants to do in this moment. You can get off track and completely get away from where God wants you to be because that moment is coming. I don't think you want to miss it. Huh?
No.
Do you see this man, Simeon? I don't know how many years the wait was, but it wasn't months, it was years. Simeon had been given a promise. Simeon waited and waited and waited, and God was with him, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And when a moment came, there he was. It says he was moved by the Spirit and went up to the temple courts. Friends, when the moment we've all been waiting for comes, God's going to do it. God said, he's going to come.
Amen.
Look at verse 27. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law requires, Simeon took the baby in his arms. Man, that moment brings chills. For all the way. There he was, the baby Jesus. I want to point out one quick thing that I don't want you to miss. I hope I can say this, but it makes sense. Obedience had to happen from two different directions. Obedience happened in the life of Simeon. But obedience happened in the life of Mary and Joseph, and obedience came together. I keep referring to this, but it's so fresh in my mind. I found this had happened in Washington for our Thanksgiving gathering. And party A from Pennsylvania, from Philadelphia, and Red Lake, Pennsylvania, hadn't come together with party B from Middletown and Fairfield, Ohio, at this town in West Virginia, and came together with magic.
Praise God.
Did I mention I have the video where my
yes. Yeah.
Listen, the baby Jesus was brought to the temple in obedience to what God had said that parents should do. Simeon came to the temple that hour and that day. What a coincidence, huh? It says he was led by the Spirit.
Yes.
It says he was led by the Spirit, and it says that Mary and Joseph brought the child, and they brought him on that day, and Simeon came on that day, and bang! The promise came to fulfillment in the life of Simeon. Had he missed it, it wouldn't have made scripture, but how sad for him. Mm-hmm. Had Mary and Joseph decided to stop for fast food? or take a detour, take the scenic route, which Ron and I did on the way to West Virginia, by the way. If that had been decided, that moment had not happened. I'm here to listen. Moments are important. And moments only happen if obedience to what God wants you to do is what you're called. That's the only way moments have. How many have you missed? Get the high of 100.7, Mr. How many have you missed? You know, you've been off track.
Yeah.
Huh? You missed the voice of God. I have. Simeon, moved by the Spirit, went to the temple. Guess who was there? This is powerful stuff. When the parents brought the child to do for him what the custom of the law required. Simeon took him in his arms. And what did he do? Did he say, thank you, Mary and Joseph? No, what did he do? He lifted his praise to the Lord. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, as you have promised. Say that, as you have promised. You may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all nations. This is powerful. A light for the revelation of the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Hold it. Whoa, 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 whoa. Simeon, the theologian, knew that the Messiah to come was not only going to save the Jews, he was going to save the Gentiles. That's a word from the Simeon guy. What commentator are you reading? Simeon knew that the one that had been promised, the one that God had told him about in his life, was going to save both Jew and Gentile. In other words, y'all. In fact, all y'all. This is a moment that Simeon had waited for. What a moment. Promise kept. Praise to the keeper of the promise. Remember, friend, God is sovereign. He starts out here. Look what he says. See those first two words? He says, sovereign Lord. I don't want you to miss this. Remember, God is sovereign. Sovereignty. Let's pause for a second and look at that word. Sovereignty. What does it mean? In our faith, God's sovereignty is the idea that God has the right and the power to rule over his creation. God has the right and the power to rule over his creation. This includes God's authority as king, his control over all things, his presence with his people. Wait, God has the right to do what he wishes, what he desires. That's his sovereignty. He is independently able to decide and rule and reign. And the beauty of it is that in his loving, holy nature, combined with his sovereignty, he makes and keeps promises faithfully every time.
Yes.
That's pretty good, see? Yeah. So good, I'm going to read it again. God has the right to do as he wishes, what he desires. He is independently able to decide and rule and reign. The beauty of it is that in his loving, holy nature, combined with this sovereignty, he makes and keeps promises faithfully every time. Let's go home. Look at this verse. Friends, if God has promised, he will give.
Yes, amen.
I hope you're getting convinced. Just me. Didn't even know of the faithfulness and the promise-keeping nature of God. Psalm 145:13. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. But look at this. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises, and he is faithful in all he does.
Yes.
The very nature of God is faithful and true. And the ultimate promise, the promise that our God made, was the sending of his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, to earth as our Redeemer and friend. And he kept that promise in total and complete fulfillment. The fulfillment promise was realized by this man, Simeon, after years of waiting. And Simeon rejoiced. But Simeon had a little more to do in that moment. Simeon ministered, prophesied to the young couple. Look at verse 33. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. I should say so. Then Simeon blessed them. He said to Mary, his mother, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. And he looks Mary in the eye, and he says, and the sword will pierce your own soul too. Simeon was able to look to a mother standing on a cross, and the pain that she would feel taking her sick. Not only had Simeon been informed by God about the coming of Messiah, but even some insight into his life and death. Must have been a hard thing for Simeon to say to that young couple. Essentially, he's saying, this ain't going to be easy. This is going to have some catastrophic, cruel moments. But you know how I saw this as I thought about it this week? I thought, Simeon, those were hard things to say to this young couple. But God used Simeon to continue to fill in the blanks for Mary and Joseph. Huh?
Yeah.
Meaning he got a first glimpse as the angel said, you're going to bring a son. Joseph, who got a first glimpse when the angel said to him, your precious one Mary is going to have a son. You are to take her as your wife. They got a first glimpse to hear through the words, the prophetic words of this man Simeon. They get another glimpse into what life is going to be like there.
Yeah.
Okay. God continued to fill in the blanks for Mary and Joseph, to the young couple, as to what they would experience down through the years. I added one additional scripture this morning from the Old Testament prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 9:2 says, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You see, for hundreds of years, even the chosen ones of God, it says here, walked in darkness. Yet there was a promise made to them. There was a hope to come, but darkness loomed. And then there were the Gentiles, who had not even heard of this hope, who had not heard about this promise. I believe that Isaiah got a glimpse of this Messiah, this Christ, who came to redeem both the Jew and the Gentile. Like a morning sun over the horizon, the light had dawned. The hope had become sight. The promise had been fulfilled. Friend, there is hope. And that hope is in the Lord Jesus. The ultimate, listen, the ultimate complete fulfillment of what God the Father has promised. Jesus. He was promised to Simeon, and he was promised to us, and he was promised to you. If your hope is dim today, Jesus has come,
Yes. Just
as he promised. If your faith has been shaken and is wavering today, the promise is for you. Jesus has come. If life seems to be going nowhere, and there don't seem to be any answers, the promise has come.
Amen.
Jesus is the fulfillment of the promise that God made to send them. It's a whole mankind. Father, thank you for the promise. Thank you, Lord, that you are the God that fulfills every promise. In fact, you take it and run with it to a point where you go beyond what is promised. Father God, you have made promises in our lives, and we patiently wait for the fulfillment of promises. I think of the promise of heaven. And Father, we wait and believe that you are preparing the place for us. We thank you for fulfilling the ultimate promise in your Son, Jesus. We believe him, we believe in him, and we receive the promise in Christ's name. Amen.